Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Diving right back into it. Happy Kentucky Derby race on Saturday. Cougar Chow, Momo, Mac Attack.
The names keep growing.
You got more?
Oh, we got more, baby. Chad McConkey from the Eagles.
That's a good one. I like it. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Chad McConkey.
Mac's new name could be Low Rent Lad.
You're like cardboard box lad, bro. Like, I'm not going to lie. You're like dude under the bridge at 435 in Warnell, McConkey. Like, that's you.
Oh, these hips are loose, baby.
Yeah.
Oh. Are you out there doing like the Dak Prescott stretches?
Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah.
Chad McConkey.
Chad McConkey's beautiful.
Oh, that's great. Oh, Chad McConkey. Beakley weighed in on a text message said that Xavier really ran at 421.
Gotcha.
Tell you about 14.
Who did he weigh in on his horse for the weekend, too?
Whoever pees first or last.
Yeah, whoever pees right before, right?
Yeah. They empty the bladder to make them faster.
Yeah.
According to the mutter, Mr. Binkley.
That's what he says. Hey, look, he studies horse, man.
Yep. 2-5 today on the drive, Binkley and Rob.
Yeah.
More Mountain Dew. Yeah, your way. Yeah.
Mountain Dew and chocolate donuts. Breakfast of champions.
That's Binkley right there in a nutshell with a dip in. Man, I'll tell you what.
I will say that is a guilty pleasure, those like Hostess chocolate donuts.
Dude, get the donuts from Hy-Vee now. Ooh, they're freshly fried every day. Yeah, pick up those donuts at Hy-Vee. You'll thank me for that, I promise you. You go in there, you get those donuts. They're beautifully fried and, oh, delicious. And hot.
Yeah, somebody said on the text line like a week ago, thanks a lot, guys, for referencing the Hy-Vee donuts. Now you're welcome. Can't stop.
Yeah, absolutely. When something's good, we're going to tell you about it, man. Get on to Hy-Vee, get those donuts, bring them in for your office today, right? Mm. Do something nice for somebody on a Friday.
Not mad about that. Somebody that's doing something nice for an entire team is Michael Garcia, boys.
Boy, I love this guy right now. And I don't think it's out of my, you know, hyperbolic chamber to say that like he's the second best player on the Royals. And I watched this guy, and I've been watching him like for the last 3 years now, and have always liked Michael Garcia. Last year he didn't have such a good year, right? And he's one of those guys I'm like, I really like this guy. He's just a good player, right? He is your best infielder other than Bobby Witt. I mean, to me, he is your best infielder right now on this roster, other than Bobby Witt Jr. And we spend so much time, you know, in sports and in life, really, for that matter. I mean, I'm just looking up at ESPN, what's not working, what does, you know, we never spend time on the good stuff in sports. And like, it's easy to sit here and bitch and moan that Vinny isn't hitting where he needs to be hitting, or, you know, whoever else, right? But Michael Garcia is one of these guys who's hitting now close to 300, had a beautiful day yesterday, and he feels like the second best player on this team, in my opinion. He's having a hell of a start, playing multiple positions, going out there, one day he's in left, one day he's in center, one day he's in right, one day he's at second, one day he's at third. I mean, this guy is playing all over the diamond. He's consistently good, and he gives your team a chance to win every single day when he steps out on the field. I don't know if they're above 500 without Garcia on the team right now, because that's how good and important that he's been to this team. And other than Bobby Witt, which we're getting into that same kind of Mahomes category, other than Patrick Mahomes, other than Bobby Witt, he is the MVP, the second most valuable player on this team right now. And I'm not including the pitchers, obviously, but from a positional standpoint, he's your second best player in this organization.
Not the what you just said, just the top text, Mac. Yes. And I think it was one of those things where, like, this lineup was desperate and this lineup needed somebody. Didn't matter who. Could have been Massey, could have been Isbell, could have been Mac, you know, Chad McConkey. Michael Garcia took last year and, you know, ended it with a big old piece of humble pie, got with, oh, I don't know, George Brett in the offseason. And Brett's like, we talked about hitting. I like this guy. He's talented. I told him, stop trying to hit home runs. Mm-hmm. Just hit line drives and you'll be successful. I'm not giving George Brett all the credit. I'm giving all the credit to Michael Garcia, because there are some guys that we know on record who took George Brett's advice and said, eh, I'll be fine.
You mean MJ playing in Omaha right
100%,
now?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
And we have audio to prove that. George, like, you know, tried to tell him, keep that top hand on the ball, kind of stay closer into it. And he was like, yeah, okay. And one guy now is hitting 295 and is the second best hitter on your lineup. The other guy is in AAA and can't hit the baseball.
Well, he had the hardest hit in Omaha history last night, they told us.
Yeah. And
that and 50 cents will get you a phone call.
Wait till Caglione gets up to AAA. But the thing is that, like, you needed this. And it's no surprise that the team is starting to find their groove hitting-wise, and they're starting to put up more runs and get more hits and get more action in that lineup, because other people are starting to hit, and it's contagious. It's Bobby Witt Jr., 22-game hit streak. Oh, but don't forget about me over here, Michael Garcia, who's had five of his last seven games be like multiple hit games. That's not the actual stat, but it seems like every time he comes up to the plate, he's either getting a hit, or every time he plays a game, he's getting a two-hit game, and it's in a good moment. He can run. He can steal. I know he's been thrown out more this year than he has in his entire career. That will even itself out. Mm-hmm. I'm not asking him to steal 50 bags, but, you know, hit 280 and steal 30 to 35 bags this year, where Bobby Witt Jr. could hit 315, 320 and steal 40. What do we talk about this team? Defense, pitching, and speed. Michael Garcia, defense and speed. Bobby Witt Jr., defense and speed. And if you do have this little lull in your lineup where Salvador Perez, who's finally starting to come around and hit the ball a little bit better, he does miss some time, you feel a little bit better with Michael Garcia doing what he's doing. And let's not also forget about Drew Waters. Yeah. Like, Drew Waters is absolutely playing out of his mind.
That was a great trade that they made. And you know, that was right before Dayton was moved out, and they traded like a draft pick for Drew Waters.
Atlanta gave up on him.
And the Royals were like, we'll take him here. And for a little bit of time, it looked like, you know, things weren't going to go in the right direction with Drew Waters, but he's figured it out. He's turned it around, and now he's hitting, you know, close to 300. And so Michael Garcia is just a guy that you can definitely win with. And the George Brett stuff is very interesting to me, because if you're a Major League Baseball player, and I know we're in an era now where a lot of people don't care about the past and they don't look at history and it doesn't matter to them because it didn't happen in their lifetime. But if you're a Major League Baseball player, especially on a team like the Royals, and you have one of the greatest hitters, one of the top five hitters to have ever played the game at your beck and call for advice whenever you need it, why aren't you talking to George Brett all the time about what made him successful? Because the only thing that's changed in the game has been the front offices hiring nerds to cloud everybody's judgment. If I'm a Major League Baseball player, sorry, I'm not listening to any of the analytic guys. I'm listening to George Brett. That man chased 400. That man hit 390. That man is a career 300 hitter. You know what? I appreciate all your stats and your nerd stuff. I'm going to go talk to the Hall of Famer and see how he did it. Because when George was doing it back in his day, it was not hard. It was very simplified. And that's what, you know, going back to the old stories of his hitting coach, Charlie Lau, and how they kind of worked on things and came up together. You know, that's what it was all about, simplifying this thing. And it sure seems like Michael Garcia has simplified this thing. And if it's a conversation with George Brett to tell him how to do that, all of these guys need to be having conversations with the Hall of Famer, one of the greatest hitters of all time. Stop worrying about what the front office is telling you from a statistical analytical standpoint and go talk to a man who's done it before. And that's what I think is so important. Like, if these guys aren't utilized, like, I've never understood that. You've got George Brett right there to use any time you want as a player on this team, and you're not taking advantage of that, you're an idiot. You really are. And so when you hear the Mikel Garcia, well, I listened to George and now I'm hitting close to 300. And then you look at MJ, who didn't listen to George, hit 087, is now wasting time at Omaha. You tell me what you are going to do in those type of situations. These guys ought to be calling George like it's nobody's business. Mike Sweeney, very successful big league hitter you have on the ability to call. Reggie Sanders. There's a lot of guys in this organization that had success hitting. And if you're not, pick up the phone and call those guys because they'll tell you how to do it.
For reference, this is what George said on opening day this year.
I liked his approach a little bit better. He got rid of the big high kick. He's got his hands in a better position to start a swing. Every once in a while, it's really, really good. And then every once in a while, once it goes back to that last year swing. And I've had conversations with him telling him that, hey, if I was you, I would just take my top hand off all the time. And he's just a hard guy to get through to. And, hopefully his way works. It didn't work last year, in my opinion, and it worked some in spring training this year. He still strikes out a lot, but when he hits the ball, he hits it awfully hard. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's a real strong kid. We just got to cut down those strikeouts. That's all we got to do.
And that was Brett on MJ Melendez.
Yeah, and
the strikeouts have continued. The strikeouts have continued in AAA. Humble yourself. Be like, hey, George, it's MJ. I apologize. I'm ready to listen.
That's right. Hey, George, it's MJ.
Yeah. Hey, George, it's Mikel Garcia. Thank you. You know what I mean?
Like, it's not hard, man. Like, people in sports continue to make this stuff harder than it needs to be. Mm-hmm. Harder than it needs to be with analytics. Harder than it needs to be with every single situation mapped out for you. George Brett, hey, man, what do you think? Keep your top hand on the bat or let your top hand go off the bat. Make sure you follow through. Keep your eye on the ball. Hit it the opposite direction. Stop trying to hit home runs and go out there. And I'm obviously oversimplifying that. Mm-hmm. But that's what George Brett can do for these guys because he's been there. He's done that. He understands what it's like to stand in that batter's box. There are too many people in sports today, and I hate to be the never done it guy, but if you got a guy who's never done it versus a guy that's a Hall of Famer and one of the top of all time, who are you going to listen to? You got to be listening to George Brett. One guy did. He's having a great season. The other guy didn't. He's picking daisies in Omaha.
No doubt. Good to see. Glad to have Mikel Garcia hitting.
Great.
Glad to have Drew Waters hitting. Glad to have Bobby Witt Jr. being the hottest player on the planet outside of the name of Darren Judge. And then the text line said, Garcia kind of gives me Kane vibes.
I don't know if I'm to that level yet. Mikel Garcia just gives me good baseball player vibes. Gives me the vibe of like that's a potential. Like if you list jerseys you want to buy, he's kind of on that list right now for me. You know, like he's one of those type of guys, man. Like it's just and those are the guys you need to have success, right? You're not going to have 15 Bobby Witts. All of your role players need to step it up, and he's done a great job of taking advantage of an opportunity and coming back off a down season. Had a good season, then he had a down season. Mm-hmm. And now he's having a good season again. And there's something to be said about that, too, for those guys to go out there and come back from a bad season. Like, Garcia's been great this year.
How did the Royals acquire Drew Waters? I'll tell you. The Braves traded Waters, CJ Alexander, and Andrew Hoffman to the Kansas City Royals in exchange for the 35th overall pick in the 2022 Major League Baseball draft, a competitive balance pick that Atlanta used on J.R. Richie. Thank you, the Atlanta Braves.
I don't know who J.R. Richie is.
Sounds like a real estate agent.
Hi, I'm J.R. Richie. Come on down to the TV store and buy your new TV today. Our prices are nuts.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.